So Pastor Jose, you know, one of the things that is really, really clear to us is that you knew that you were called into ministry. You finally accepted the fact that you were also called to pastor, and you began to move in that direction. And of course, we know that we have Metro Hope now. And Metro Hope, as you mentioned, is located in East Harlem. You've been there for a number of years now. What are some of the considerations people need to be thinking about when it comes to, number one, determining where they should be, and number two, and you address this in your book, staying put unless the Lord says otherwise?
That's right. That's right. And when that's the second theme, there's three themes that go under the category of discipleship. So the book is about discipleship, and there's three themes that go under that category. It's showing up, right? That's the calling. Then there's the staying put. It's a way that we stay in a neighborhood, in a town, in country, wherever we were planted. And then see, how are we seeing differently? How are our eyes and our lenses being transformed as a result of that obedience, that staying put? So I've stayed put in Harlem for about 17 years ago. For about 17 years at this point. And we planted about 10 years ago. So it's been through my wife and I, our collective staying put, and also a group of others, that we have seen God work in wonderful ways. You know, breaking down, of course, as I mentioned before, you know, racial and cultural barriers, but also being involved in the life of our community, supporting small businesses, being in collaboration with some nonprofits that work with people who are coming out of prison. Because if you're working in the city, you have to be big on partnerships. And so when I say staying put, it doesn't mean stay forever. But what it really does speak to is the character and the nature of our staying. Like, it's a particular kind of staying. So when God, for example, tells the people in Jeremiah 29, I want you to stay in Babylon, not leave, and I want you to seek the peace, seek the shalom of the city, because if she prospers, you too will prosper. God was just merely saying, I'm going to call you here for 7 years, and your staying is going to look a particular way. In other words, go New Testament, you are a city on a hill, the salt and the light of the world, right? And you're going to be pointing back as a community, as a church, to the kingdom of heaven, to the works of Jesus, through Christ's Spirit. So when God calls us to a place, whether it be down south, you know, overseas, you know, Midwest, our staying is going to be different. So in New York City, for example, if we're called into the rush, into the busyness, into the hurry of life, God is calling us, maybe as a church, to slow down, create rhythms of Sabbath, to not just shop anywhere, but maybe to shop local, because where we spend our dollars matters and makes a difference in a local economy. And that's also a spiritual matter, because it's about stewardship. And that's also a discipleship matter, because it's also about how we stay put in the neighborhood and how we move through the world. So God calls us to be rooted for a specific place, I believe, a specific time. And it's in that staying put that things can not only change, you know, and that can translate into many things, salvation, economic prosperity, the improvement of schools, all those things, because it's all being done in the name of Christ.
I love that. You know what, Pastor Jose, you have shared with us a wealth of information. I know that a lot of people are going to be wanting to revisit the discussion. And one of the ways that they can do that certainly is by going to my website once this is online. But another way they can revisit, and I think that this is an outstanding way for them to revisit, is to read your book. Get that book so they can read it several times, gleaning something now, gleaning something else later. So would you give them again the title of the book and share how they can get it? And if you would also, if there's any information regarding any websites that you'd like for us to visit, share that as well.
Sure. Thank you so much for that. So you can get to the book, Seeing Jesus in East Harlem, What Happens When Churches Show Up and Stay Put, at www.amazon.com, barnesandnobles.com, ivppress.com, and my website is josehumphreys.com. And you could also link up to the book there as well. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for taking on the mission of doing that, which, like you said earlier, is unnatural. As strange as it seems, the world has had peoples of color for centuries, and it is still unnatural for us to come together across the color lines. So thank you so much for being one of the people who is inspiring others to do the unnatural for great kingdom reasons. And many, many more best wishes as you move forward in helping us look more like the true kingdom.
Thank you so much for having me. Peace and blessings.
All right, everyone. Till next time.